British.
He's all British.
Oh, I'm coming from Sawyer.
Thank you, Conrad.
Thank you, Conrad. Yeah, I know. We're figuring.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Cheers.
Oh, hey, it's Scott.
Scott. Well, oh, hi.
Thought you forgot to turn the house lights off.
I didn't.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Someone turn them off. Mitch.
Yeah.
Does Mitch even Ben's know what's on going
it.
On?
Yeah. Send somebody who knows what they're doing.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the Scott Ranger Podcast. I'm Scott.
Hey, Scott.
To my left is John.
Hello.
To my right is Mike.
Hello.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Microphone.
There's an upgraded microphone. Sorry, this is just for people here.
Looks like you got some Nintendo Switch microphones going.
What?
They look what's like this? Little.
They look like Game
some,
Gear, GameCube.
Game
no.
Well, they look like it.
Okay. Well, for those who've never been here before or first time listening, I'm Scott. This is a podcast I do live, and we have conversations. I'm in the middle of hiccuping or burping.
And figure it out.
Or a heart attack. Is it a heart attack?
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Just get that recorded.
That would be good. And I'll just explain what it feels like. Yeah. Oh, my shortness of chest and my breath is on.
Shortness of chest?
Has hurt. That's
breath is unhurt.
Look, I don't know how heart attacks feel.
Well, until I know.
Oh. Is music still playing?
Yes, kind of.
Conrad, turn off the music! Oh, he is back there.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Hi. I mean, he was before.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I know. I wonder if it's the whatever. Anyways, we talk about stuff. I have weird views on things. That's it. That's
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Where I have a whole, I have a whole
list.
Conrad, I swear to God.
Don't yell at him. He's doing the best he can.
Might be intoxicated. I'm not really sure.
Turn things down.
Yes.
Oh, was the mic still on?
It was something that was really on.
Oh, yeah. Probably. It's right underneath the speaker. It makes
then
sense.
Then that would do it.
Yeah.
I have the stage microphones on.
Thank you, Conrad.
This is going great.
Yeah. This is a good first episode. Let's just jump
earlier
in.
Earlier tonight, the power went out and fucked up our show for a good 10 minutes.
Yeah?
That was fun.
It was a very bizarre start.
Who did that?
Jesus.
Satan?
Jesus.
Or Satan, one of the two.
I'm thinking it's more of a Satan. Again, Jesus didn't have power, did he? He was like, give me back.
No, he had powers.
No, like, yeah, he had powers. But what?
He didn't have, like, electrical power. He was a carpenter.
You don't know this. Who struck the lightning on Jesus? The
what?
I'm sure Jesus.
Are you talking about like the cave he was
who
in when he
struck the lightning on
who
the Jesus?
Struck the lightning on Jesus?
This is what is this, John?
I told you to pick whatever beer, and you said I don't want a beer, and I said what about awesome sauce, and you went okay. So
because I like the Wendy's
like
sauce with the same name.
It's a cherries and apple cider juice mix up beer.
All right, my tongue hurts. I ate too many kiwis.
You also had gum right before it, so that's going to taste weird regardless. It could have been the greatest beer ever.
How are we going to have an accurate heart attack explanation?
I had kiwis for supper.
Yeah, just not, kiwis?
No, I mean, I have other things.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you're...
You can eat them without peeling that weird fur stuff off.
Yeah.
Apparently, you just like rub it off a little bit and then eat the whole thing.
What?
You rub the furry on the outside of kiwi? Just, like,
I don't know. Because that's literally stopping me from buying kiwis.
Yeah.
Also, be careful.
I don't want the work.
No.
If you get them before they're ripe, they burn. I have so much citrus in my mouth, it hurt. I ate the whole thing.
So it didn't actually burn, but it's like the citrus.
There's
like
so much
acid.
Citrus.
Yeah.
So much citric acid.
So it's like, yeah, so it gives you like citric. Okay.
Citric acid. Citrus. What is it?
Both, probably.
Does it have?
You did get citrus, but there is citric acid in you.
But citrus is oranges.
No, it's
oranges
and lemons
and
limes.
And kiwi.
And grapefruit.
And bananas.
I think kiwi are...
And Sprite.
Wait.
Lemon-lime.
Lemon-lime Sprite.
No.
Jolly Ranchers.
Mountain Dew ice.
How come Mountain Dew tastes so good?
Sugar.
But then it's...
Sugar and yellow five.
But then Sprite doesn't taste good. And it's like almost this... It's like lemon-lime. And then it's like citrus.
It's not the same thing. There's no caffeine. And there's no... Yellow five.
Sugar.
Yellow five is what tastes so good.
What do you think? What do you think?
Yellow four? Bullshit. Yellow five? Tasty.
That's why... Because Simpsons are yellow four fingers.
That's right. Yellow four fingers.
Because if they were yellow five, too good. Why are you making it difficult to make four fingers?
You can't put your pinky
your thumb
down.
In.
You can't put your...
That's not a... No. Then you look like a weirdo.
You can't put your pinky down? Put your pinky down.
There.
I can't put my pinky down either.
Yeah, we're not old masters of our hands, Mike.
I've had I've had a lot of practice.
This one, again, the left hand, I'm better than the right hand.
I think my, like, it's one of those things where my pinky doesn't, like, really, it's like one of those, like, kind of like...
Like when you put your hand like this and you try to move your middle finger?
This is
oh, I can do that.
This is going to read great on the podcast. It is.
Maybe it's this, and you, yeah, it's you put your middle finger down and you try to lift your ring finger. No, yeah. You just fucking, John.
Really, look. We're all, hey, this is a great example of how we're all different.
Yeah. Good night.
That was the goal for the night?
No,
10 minutes? All right.
I am an adult.
Oh, yeah, what's your... Is that first on your list?
It's second.
Okay. What was first?
But you're an adult?
John, the first one is... I feel like John's getting mad at me. Because he's really, like, weird now because he's a parent. He's a dad.
Mike's been a dad this whole podcast.
So I didn't change. You've changed.
Well, John gets really weird about, like, kid things, right? Like kids. Like, you get weirded out by kids. Like, get kids. Like, if bad things happen to
don't
kids.
Don't answer one way
yes.
or the other.
John gets screeched out when bad things happen to kids. He's like, yeah. I have kids now. I don't know how. I don't want them to die.
Why is he Lord Michaels?
Listen, I'm Lord Michaels. I need you to do a better set. I don't know what he does. No, but
I want your kid to die.
I was watching Pet Sematary recently.
Yeah.
And old or new?
The old one.
Okay.
I went to go get the new one. And
you went to go get it?
And it was
like
sold out
from the theater?
Were you going to film it?
No. We went to go see it on a Saturday because we figured it's not going to be that big of a movie.
Sure.
We went at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
The one... Nope.
We went like 110, 130
The 140 show.
Yeah.
Was sold out. Except for two spots in the very front. And then, but they're like not even on the same couch. So
yeah,
weird.
But you never know with horror movies, especially when they're like there haven't been a lot this year, so people flood, man. They that opening weekend, was it R?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Even then, like, I think you know.
So then I went to go get a different one, and there were still a lot too. There's like what, two seats here, and then I was like, well, I'm not gonna pay for a matinee.
Are there, less seats now in the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there's dumb piece of shit dream lounges. This is... Okay, movie theaters...
Yeah, I
just unplugged the computer.
Yeah, I loved being uncomfortable in those seats. What a shame that they put recliners
no, because
we can enjoy ourselves while watching a movie.
I'm trying to plug my computer in inconspicuously.
How do you not know how to do that? Okay.
Because way back there. Look at... Okay, so they're like, hey, you know what? You guys like movies. You like sitting in chairs. That are kind of comfortable, but after like 5 minutes, you get it hurts. So let's just replace all the movie theater chairs with these special chairs so they can recline. But instead of having 50 seats, now you have 24. Cool. Now movies are sold out all the time, so you can't even go to matinees. And then they go, oh, you're going to see this in the special theater? We only play in two theaters, and one of them sold out, so you got to buy the super deluxe screen. It's $2.50 more. I saw a movie theater at a matinee, and it cost me $12.
You know what's hilarious about this is your next subject is I'm an adult. You can pay for $2.50 more for a seat in a movie.
Why?
Because you love movies and you have money.
I don't even want to go to the movies half the time.
Why did you go there?
You're not paying for daycare. You could afford an extra movie seat. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can
also go see movies you want to see. You don't have to go see whatever.
Oh my god, I would suck a dick to see Us or Captain Marvel. Like that's how like you don't have kids. I would love to get out and just
I already saw those.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Because
that's all I
want
to do. Yeah, like right now, that's all I wanted to do is go see a movie. I hate both of you compared to seeing Captain Marvel. I don't honestly that's a joke, guys. It's okay. I love both of them. But
he would still suck a dick though, that's not
I would.
You know, you made the kid. You made it. You
yes.
made it.
Yeah,
you made
yeah.
you chose that.
Victim shame.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you said I wasn't gonna like think about the original Pet Sematary,
yeah.
which is, by the way, is probably my top 25 horror movies of all time.
The kid.
Top 25. That's a pretty big range.
what's?
Well, I can't say top 10. I don't think, but top 25. I feel like is fair.
Sure,
that still is
probably,
a good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of horror.
I don't
movies.
Know that I could off the top of my head name top 10, 25 horror movies.
Blair Witch, Suspiria,
yeah.
the original.
Okay,
I
could.
As above, so below.
Yeah.
Blair.
Wait. Let me rephrase the question. Scott, can you name 25?
Yes. Psycho.
Oh, wow.
The Brood.
Wow. Are these in your top 25?
These are my top 10. Sorry, why? Is that
so
wrong?
So yes, they are in his top 25.
As well. They made both lists. Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Are they also in your top 30?
Probably. Depends what you mean.
So Scott, what was your thing about the kids?
Yeah, I realized how much the little kid... Gage.
Yeah.
He looks just like your kid.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, good movie to watch with
I was like,
kid.
That looks just like John's kid. I'm like, oh, yeah. Boom. Semi. And I'm like, John would like this analogy.
Which, by the way, is a, like, still, like, even before I had kids, that movie, like, that part destroys me. They just do a bloody shoe slow motion
boom,
across
boom,
the
room.
Yeah. By the way, it's still, but even when I saw the trailer for the new one, I went, like, they did the semi part in the trailer. I went, no! Like, I was like, PTSD, like, it's just, I just remember watching that, like, I'd seen it, but I remember, like, making my friends, like, my group of friends watch it in high school, they're like, this movie's dumb, what is it, why is it Pet Cemetery? And at the end, they're like, why does that woman have skeleton bones? Like, it's
just, oh, Zelda? Yeah.
Yeah, what did she have, like, spina bifida or CF or something?
Mike, what'd you have?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's been a while since
I don't remember names of diseases.
So did you see the new one yet?
No, we didn't go because it was sold out.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you go Tuesday? That's the cheapest you can see.
Because that was my dad came over. My dad was over.
Yeah. Don't yell at me like I knew.
John.
How dare you?
He loves his dad.
Yeah.
John?
I never
you
said
something
he did.
Against his dad.
Yeah, why do you hate my dad? He's nice.
I think your dad's probably
why
very nice, too.
Why you try to tear him and his father apart?
Yeah. Just because your relationship...
his mother's relationship means
that's
work.
True, it is.
Just
it
because
is,
you
yeah.
and your son
hey,
don't get along.
Hey, why don't you visit your mom? Right?
Yeah. I did.
What's wrong?
Yeah. Why don't you bring up your dad, not your mom?
Yeah, why didn't she come over?
Because she
take
had
your
knees...
mom to see Pet Cemetery.
Because she doesn't like horror movies.
Well,
wait, she had knee surgery?
She had a knee replaced.
With what?
Another knee.
Oh,
now what do you think it was going to be, a giraffe?
A heart?
I almost said turtle. That would make more sense for a knee.
Yeah.
What's going to break there? Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Plus, you can snap at kids.
I do that.
I assume the turtle is dead and it's just the shell.
Oh.
That's the replacement is the shell.
Oh, he's a whole turtle.
Well, yeah, but it's dead. It's inside
alive,
your body.
A live turtle.
What?
With the head exposed
on
his head.
Oh, God. What a weird surgery.
You're at a restaurant, you take a piece of salad, and just shove it down your pants.
You're just sitting there, all you hear is just a turtle going, kill me.
Why did I bother to teach it how to talk?
I feel like in that much pain, you probably learned to speak any language.
Turtle.
I'm like, you shouldn't feel it. I swear to God, this computer.
I think you put the cords in a bad place.
Yeah, it's long.
So you're an adult?
I'm an adult.
Yep.
Guess what I did, John? I did two adult things this week.
Ooh.
You made your lunch.
Paid taxes.
I did three adult things this week. I didn't pay taxes. I'm getting paid taxes, Michael.
Mm. You did your taxes?
I did my taxes.
This week?
Oh, yeah.
Was it good? Was that the adult thing?
Kind of.
So you made money in your taxes so you can afford a movie?
Yeah.
See,
you
here's...
made $250 in taxes?
I'm getting confused. I'm getting confused. Where...
Okay, you're an adult.
What did
you do this week?
You're on stage in the green room.
I bought shampoo, Mike.
Wow.
You're Mike.
What do you mean you bought shampoo? Why would that be a big
deal?
Was
that a new thing for you?
Kind of.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. No, like, I bought a bottle of shampoo.
I still don't know what any
were
of this
were you
means.
Buying it just in squirtfuls before?
Were you stealing the shampoos from hotels your whole life and you just ran out?
Well, I imagine, like, he's in the aisle of the store.
Sample,
he's grabbing it, like, pouring it in his hand, sticking it in his pocket.
Well, I was thinking, like, you get a Ziploc bag and go buy samples. Like, I wonder what this is.
So what do you mean?
Like, because everyone make on the internet, there's memes and stuff about how women are like buying, like, I got a shampoo. This is for my dangly hair. This is for my hurt hair. This is for my bleached hair. And all like they have all the.
Do you mean shampoo and conditioner, which are used for different things?
What do you mean by dangly hair?
I don't know. Whatever. Women have shampoos. They buy shampoos. But normally, then it's like,
women
and then,
be shopping.
Oh my God. No, because normally I just like, I don't care about shampoo, so I always like just buy like, this is the all-in-one, and then I did it, and then I was like, that's not good for you, the shampoo and conditioner in one.
Who said that?
Internet.
Some expert.
Ooh. I don't know, people
so
say...
So they said, someone said
probably,
the two...
Probably the conditioner corporation.
Probably.
Hey, no so one's buying our conditioner.
So they didn't... So some articles said the two-in-one...
Well, it doesn't work as well because it's like, oh, the thing... Look, how come every time I hear things, I learn and then I'm wrong?
We're not saying you're wrong. I think that you get too influenced by, like, one person saying one thing that you're doing wrong and, like, you switch... For no reason, like what was wrong? Was it like a Head and Shoulders two for one? Like
yeah,
what
yeah like
doing?
One of those, and it's like $2 for this giant bottle, and like whoa, that's not good for your hair.
Well, it's not good for your hair because that's cheap. I mean, but besides that, that's
you should maybe treat yourself sometime.
I did. I bought a bottle of shampoo.
What kind? Fructis.
What?
Fructis.
Pantene.
Uh-oh, did you go to the dollar store?
No.
Just say shampoo on it?
It's a white bottle in black text, just plain Arial font. No, it was a $6 bottle of shampoo.
Wow. What brand?
I don't know. Suave, probably.
Suave?
Oh, okay.
But it's like, fancy, makes your hair, feel it. Yeah. Feel how soft my hair is.
It's way better than it used to be.
Oh, yeah. I know, right?
See what those things, like, nice. See what those little differences do?
Yeah.
Shampoo your beard, too?
I did, but it doesn't feel good because I trimmed it too short and I'm mad at myself.
I think it looks nice.
Yeah. You don't. It'll be fine. No.
Look at this. He's beginning to mutilate himself because he can't even handle a skinny
look. Are you
going to
buy some
nice?
More expensive body wash next?
What is wrong? Is my body not soft?
I don't know.
We've never known.
Feel my like body.
Shirt.
This is a rough shirt. You can hear it.
Good for you. Keep doing that. It's really about the little things.
Is it because you were bullied by internet memes that you bought this?
So technically, influencers kind of helped you.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
In a roundabout way.
You are the
I think it is really about just the smallest things that you can do that you have to like convince yourself, because I'm that way too, where like I'm like, I shouldn't do this, and then you do it and it feels good. Like our company has a massage guy who comes like every 2 weeks.
This is so weird. Every time you tell me this story...
What do you mean, every time I tell you this story?
Has he not told this story before?
I've never heard the story
before.
Oh,
continue.
I did a random post about it. I don't know if you still follow me. But,
Oh, I do.
I know. I've been really annoying this week. I even know. But,
This week. Look at it. There you are right there. Nope, that's not you. John Egan. Look at that.
Are you going to try to find the post that he's...
But following and friends still.
Ooh. But if you're friends, you're following.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, you're right.
See, you just do this, and then unfollow. Uh-oh, something went wrong.
Yeah, but I also have people who are following me that won't be my friend, which I find odd, but it's okay.
Yes.
Like Steve Lang, who we know.
Yeah.
He was tired of my shit, but he's like, I'll see you this post. Oh, but anyways, I bought it this week, and I was like, you know what, fuck, because it's like, it's...
I forgot what you bought. What did you buy?
Massage.
Oh, massage.
It was 15 massage, minutes for $20, which it should be like $1 per minute, I guess you would say. But it was like the greatest thing to happen. I was like, I shouldn't do this. It's $20 I could save, but it's like, it felt so good. Like
work you did this?
Yeah, it was at work. It was great.
Did you get paid to do it?
Well, yeah, I was on company time.
Sure. See, then you're actually almost, it's less than $20 for 15 minutes.
I never even thought about that one.
Yeah, because how much you get paid an hour, like 15, 20,
I'm
80,
I'm not
going to
tell you how much money I make more than you.
Well,
but
did you lose money getting a massage, or do you break even?
I'm sure he doesn't get paid $80 an hour.
What did you
say? $80 an hour?
No. You should take a massage. $80 an hour.
I kind of want to do the math.
You should learn how to... All right. Well. No, also...
But he treated himself. He felt good. You treated yourself, too. You felt good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm already bored of it.
You're bored with the shampoo already?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shampoo is a limited amount of excitement expectation.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, the commercials look great, but that's only about 30 seconds. They're really enjoying shampoo.
I don't know how to do this math.
You get paid an hour.
Yeah, how much you get paid an hour?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to take my annual like salary
and then
divide it by weeks. No, but it's like bi-weekly. But I'm trying to take like the annual I would make by weeks by hours.
Okay, here. Actually, now that you're talking about this, I'll put a pin in
solve this fucking mystery.
Okay, 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah. So do I take my overall salary and divide it by 52?
They'll give you how much you make per week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then divide by 40.
Oh, divide by 40. I did by 80.
That's it. If you paid every 2 weeks, then that's 20 by 26.
Yeah.
How do you not know how much you get paid an hour?
I'm good.
I don't know.
How are you good?
I make so much money that I don't care. I just assume money goes into my account and I go, meow, 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 meow.
And yet he gets mad at me for being an adult.
No, I'm happy you're an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny story. So speaking time, yeah, speaking of money, I got a new position in my company like in September.
Ooh.
Yeah, wow. It's fancy, I know. So in March, my superior...
Are there like 6 people left in your company?
There's 8.
That's like 6.
But yeah. You still moved up. That's good odds.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's like the Hunger Games.
So my supervisor, he's on the phone with me. He's like, hey, Scott, you remember that that raise you got? And I went, yeah. I'm like, oh, no, they're going to take it away from me, right? He's like, you don't check your paychecks, do you? I'm like, not really. We haven't. Something happened where we never gave it to you. That was half a year ago.
Is this why you got the good shampoo? You got like thousands of dollars. Like, I'm gonna splurge.
Yeah. So he's like, well, we're gonna back pay you for like half a year of like just couple dollars.
Yeah.
It's funny to me.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I still check my bank account.
Is that why you went and bought the good shampoo?
No.
Oh, okay. What are you gonna do with this?
What did you buy? Yeah.
Oh, it's gone already. Spent it on a dumb thing.
What?
Even better shampoo.
No.
Sex robot.
No.
Like a down payment on a sex
robot. Yeah, that's a lot of money. What did you buy?
I paid off a bigger part of my credit card.
That's good, yeah. You did a lot of adult things.
And then today I got a bill in the mail for the doctor visit I did in February.
Yeah.
I wish I saved that money already.
Yeah, probably. Do you not get covered for a physical, or is it a separate doctor visit?
It was a separate doctor visit.
Oh, that was that's the
worst.
It was
a specialist.
Yeah. That just is the worst, because you like walk into a room, and they're like, they touch your neck, and you're like, oh, yeah, something's going on.
No, I did
$300.
I did a sleep study.
Oh, okay. You got the apnea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got one of those machines now.
Oh. Yeah.
So I got the bill for the special. People say my insurance is good, and then I go, why? How?
No, I know, it's terrible. Or, like, the fact that insulin costs anyone any money is the craziest thing to me whenever I see reports. They're like, my insulin costs $5,000 a month. I'm like, what? Why are companies almost killing you? Like, it's baffling to me.
Yeah.
Let's burn it all down.
Yeah.
Start with this club.
I mean...
Yeah.
It's brick.
Actually, I don't benefit at all if this club burns down. I don't think I benefit one way or another. Except it's kind of a pain in the ass.
So plus we have evidence, too, and I'd be liable. I'd have to turn you in.
I guarantee you if you release this and it burned down, no convictions.
Burn it down. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Don't burn it down.
I'm not burning it down.
Stop burning it down, Scott. Come on.
Burn the club down.
Don't burn the club down.
I am not.
That's hesitation.
Sounds like a guilty person.
I didn't even do it yet. Or at all.
Now, so is it the apnea? Well, is that something that you can improve on, or is that here to stay?
I'm it's a hole forever. My genetics, John.
So do your parents have apnea?
I'm pretty sure my dad does, but he's not going to go to the doctor for it.
So your dad could just die at any point?
I mean, all of us can, John. If we're lucky.
Well, I know, but like...
What if we're unlucky?
But apnea is like, it's like literally your tongue trying to murder you every day. Like it's just...
Yeah, it's funny. I just like John, how would you want to die? How do you want to die?
Something hilarious at age 98.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to make it to 100. Boulder. Like just something like out of nowhere where it's painless, but I've also lived long enough where it's...
Painless.
Depends on how
quickly. If it falls from like a big crane that's moving a boulder onto like a sculpture.
What are you doing there? What are you doing there, Age?
I'm in a very futuristic city where
they still move boulders by crane.
Yeah.
They're like they using the last remnants of real earth, and they're making like an art project in the middle of the city, which because parks are more prevalent now because we've improved the earth.
Really, I imagine
why would we go take 8 steps back instead of going forward like we do now? And so, what happens? I'm walking in the park with my my grandkids and my great grandkids because you know that technology.
They're robots,
they're robots. They're half cyborgs, but it's cool. And my cyborg turtle knees.
Yep.
And so I'm just walking in the park with my 8-headed dog, and a boulder just crushes me instant.
It kills your dog too, though.
No, it was on a leash.
Okay.
It's one of those laser leashes in the future, and he just got released immediately as soon as the boulder like started touching my head. It goes zerp, and then he ran, and he's like bark 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 bark, and then they just
but like eight
robots,
times.
Yeah, and then the robots cleaners that clean up the parks just sweep me up, and we kept going.
Probably need a mop for that though.
No, the boulder collected a lot of it.
Yeah, but the robots are ready. They'll know.
I feel like in the future we'll just have giant 3D printer machines that just make the art sculptures. You know how to drag them around.
Why do you want to murder art?
I'm not. The computer people are. Everyone's like going and like they're doing their drawings on the thing. Like, I'm an artist. I'm drawing this. And then they go, hello, mayor. Look at my art. Like, I don't like your art. Too pointy. And they go, all right, fine. And they take a little smoothing brush and they smooth the edges. Goes, I approve your art. And then they pay them $10,000 and then they 3D print it.
That sounds like a great plan. Like, what's wrong with this scenario?
I know, exactly.
An artist got paid $10,000.
Yeah.
Why are you against that?
I'm not. I'm just saying it's an alternative in the future that some people don't get crushed by boulders.
It's true. I will say,
it'll be a 3D printed boulder.
I'm a huge fan of technology, but I did see a video of, they did one of those pilot, like, Amazon drone ships, where, like, it's a giant ship. And then they release small drones with packages, and I just went, nope, I don't want any of this at all. Nope, I don't want any of that.
Like, that's the first time. You don't want your packages delivered on time?
I do, but I don't need a robot controlling robots that can just randomly throw shit at my house. I don't need that right now. Like, let's improve that technology.
I mean, just because UPS drivers throw things at your house, the robots probably won't.
Yeah, but I can get that person fired and then get a better UPS driver. I can't.
He also shoot down the robots.
I can't be like, robot. Like, I can't. I don't.
You probably put a bunch of magnets outside your house too.
You're right. I'm sure the drones have never thought of that, or whoever's designing them haven't thought of any countermeasures.
Wait, you're gonna put a bunch of magnets around your house? That's your solution?
Yeah.
Like, so you're the weirdo with magnets around your house?
What kind of magnets are you putting around your house? And people do anything?
Metal ones, like the ones that hurts metal.
Like those big ones you used to hold, like science class?
Yeah, get a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, and you can just lay them on the lawn?
So then when you...
I mean, attach them like a siding.
So then when Amazon sues you and then takes you to court and can out-litigate you because they're worth billions of dollars because you destroy one of their drones?
They came onto my property.
To deliver a package you ordered and probably gave consent when you said purchase.
I just don't think that many magnets near you is healthy.
I'll point them outwards.
No, but it's still...
I mean, magnets work both ways.
That's a good one.
I just bet you, like, laying a whole bunch of, like, refrigerator magnets around the very perimeter of your...
Oh, no, I'll get the big ones, like, in, like, the big horseshoe ones.
Yeah.
And then put them, like...
You know how pricey those are?
I buy them on Amazon.
How are you going to get them delivered to you?
Because the drone's not here yet.
Ooh. Oh.
Comrade, try to find the most expensive magnet on Amazon.
It's probably made of people's skulls or something.
Who do you think? What do you think the guess is? What do you think the most expensive magnet?
$10,000.
Ooh, I'm gonna say
$500.
$3,600. Ooh, that's a big difference for all of us.
He's $500, $3,600, $10,000.
That's a big. A big.
Just type magnet.
Whoa,
Amazon.
Why are you
sort by price?
Why are you so angry with Conrad tonight? All right, just look up giant horseshoe magnet.
Oh, horseshoe magnet.
Why did you say horseshoe? Yeah, what if mine has cubic zirconiums on it?
What?
Where's my...
Holy shit. Okay, I found a ribbon magnet for autism awareness.
Sure.
This is a Japanese import, mind you.
Oh, God.
$9,000... $9,051.39.
But what's shipping?
Free shipping.
Ah!
Oh, Price is Right rules. You're wrong.
I don't know.
So is it like a vintage ribbon? What do you mean?
It's the
Is it for autism awareness or creation?
What did you just ask if it was for autism creation?
Well, I mean, if you have he said an autism magnet for $10,000, it's got to be more than just hold it on your fridge, a picture up.
So you think they sell magnets that cause autism on Amazon for $10,000?
I mean, vaccines do, right? Boop, 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 you get those for free. $10 copay. You know what? I'm really mad. How come no one... So people that think flat Earth is real.
Yeah.
Jesus. But I want to find...
Jesus is real, too.
Yeah. I'm sure he was a person. He didn't have superpowers like lightning.
What about thunder?
That's AC/DC.
Nice.
Oh. Uh-oh. I had two wins in a row.
Flat Earth.
Oh, I want to see... I saw too many memes already of just the black hole.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for people to be like, that's not real. I want to see their reasoning for like, that's not really space.
I just found a more expensive magnet. The same seller. This one goes for $11,000, $11,167.26.
Google. How did you not...
$500 magnet. That's how much
are those? How did you not just sort by highest price?
It didn't show up.
Then how did it not? It's more than... It's $2,000 more.
Hey, Amazon will put ads on what they want you to pick.
Don't...
Oh, well, Amazon is not going to tell you how to buy magnets. They're afraid. Scott.
This is literally the first thing that shows up.
Yeah.
It must be unlisted or something.
The title of this episode is I'm pissed at Conrad for no reason.
No, I am...
Did I kill your mother or something?
You broke her knee. I'm looking up magnet.
What was the second adult thing you did?
I was very nice to someone.
Oh. Well, that must be nice.
No, look at all these magnets you can buy on Amazon.
Yep.
Sort by.
Nice. What were you nice?
High to low.
Nice. Hey, we are paying Conrad good money to do his job.
Yeah, this is... We've only had him do one thing.
Why?
Oh, yeah. That's a hell of a magnet.
$9,000. That's got to be in, like, Japanese money, right?
So,
look at this one. Managing your anger magnet, 5,000 pack.
That's... You are going to be pissed if that does not work.
From Bates Memorial Hospital. Where? Ooh, we got a psycho reference. What?
Where?
Bates.
Where?
Bates Memorial Hospital.
Where?
Where?
I don't know what
this
means.
Where is Bates Memorial Hospital?
I don't know. It's a memorial hospital.
Then why didn't you just say I don't know instead of going, what?
Bates.
No, I know what the name of the hospital
Bates.
Is.
Bates.
Where is Bates Memorial
Hospital? I don't know. We already went fine. Bates. Okay, Google.
Have Conrad do this. That's his
Bates Memorial Hospital. Where is it?
I hope that it just says Bates.
It just said hospital. Where is it?
Bates Memorial Hospital in Butler, Missouri.
Missouri.
See how easy that was? Thank you, Conrad.
Isn't Butler one of those basketball sports teams?
Yes, it is.
Tell us
is that
from Missouri? Butler, Missouri, Conrad.
Wiki that shit and tell us the population. Oh, population of Butler, Missouri.
10,000.
Population of Butler, Missouri.
3,600.
I'm going to go 24,000.
24,000?
3,600 again.
3,600?
Yeah.
10,000,
3,600.
19,000.
They have a hospital.
4,219.
4,000. I said 3,600.
Well, you did. You're the closest. You win.
I knew 3,600. It has to be 3,600 or something.
It wasn't. It was 4, but that's fine.
Let's add some more. Let's move there.
I'm guessing there's 3,600 white men.
Oh, sure. They don't count.
Why is this a thing? Why is this a thing?
Who were you nice to?
That was a joke. I was making fun. I was mocking the fact that I was being mean to Conrad.
What?
It's 94.5% white. The rest aren't worth mentioning, I guess. This gives you really terrible.
That's so high.
Very, very low numbers.
That's so high, but not surprising.
It's about 90% where we are. Let's look this up.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
I was going to say, the other thing I did, I'm an adult, is I got shirts. I put shirts in a dresser.
Oh. What were you doing with them before?
On top of the dresser.
Oh.
So what was in your dresser?
More shirts.
Did you just fold the
did
ones
you get
that,
rid of shirts?
Did I did.
The ones that brought you joy?
Yeah, no.
Did you do that that Netflix
no,
Asian
woman?
That's what I was just saying.
I had shirts from high school yet. I don't think I'm going to fit in those again.
What size were those?
Like 2X.
You can do it.
No. I can wear them. I'll just be like... I mean, it's those noises.
Because it's so big and baggy?
My stomach, yeah.
Your stomach's baggy?
Yeah, it's got bags.
What prompted you to do this?
It holds things like a bag.
To put stuff in
did you
drawer?
Donate them or sell them?
I didn't do anything. They're in a bin. I put them in a bin.
So they went from the top, from in your dresser, to a bin.
Yeah.
What's that? What's the half-life of a shirt in your house?
Half-life?
How long do you think it'll exist before it goes away completely?
What does he mean?
When are you going to get rid of it?
I don't know.
Okay. You guys should have a garage sale.
No, our street's too busy.
You got a garage?
Yeah, we do.
Have that sale.
Yeah, you guys don't like that more.
We did like it. We're talking about it, and you're the one going past it.
Yeah.
I think because you just realized that you like made more of a mess. You took shirts out of a dresser and put them in a bin.
No, you know what? No matter how much beer you make and you put whatever you want, it's still going to taste like garbage because it's beer.
Unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I imagine.
No offense.
Everyone.
Still makes.
Look, I told you what to pick, and you wouldn't, so I picked one.
Yeah. And you have a bad taste in beer. You taste... He had the Coors Light earlier.
Wow.
My uncle doesn't even drink Coors.
It's more of a health thing.
This is the nicest, like, thing you say to somebody who bought you a beer I can think of.
He didn't have to. You can have it.
Yes.
You want my beer?
Not with your gum on it.
He didn't have to, but he did. I didn't care for it either, but I didn't say anything about it. I drank like a man, like an adult.
Ooh, what should I do next time for everyone then?
I told him he doesn't have to buy me anything, Mike. I have a
but
water.
But he did.
I can buy everyone blowjobs again.
Okay.
No.
Look, I'm not going to tell people no.
Then you can have two of my blowjobs.
Yeah. You going to take those at the same time?
Mm-hmm. I totally fucked it up last time. The shot just like went everywhere.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Can I Google blowjob? No.
Save search off.
Oh no! All
right, fence.
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 All right, so we're done with shirts.
Yeah.
That was a good talk.
I mean, it was all right.
It's okay.
Oh no!
Oh no!
I Google blowjobs too.
Save favorites. All right.
Did you feel good accomplishing that? Just like switching out the shirts?
Oh, the shirts. Okay, sorry.
The blowjob?
Yeah, I mean, I got shirts in my dresser. It's exciting, John.
Yeah.
I'm not a very organized person.
No. What's your closet look like?
Don't you dare talk back to me. It's not ready yet. It's not ready.
You can
to
yell
see.
About that beer
it's
all
not
it is.
Ready.
It's made you fun.
It's not ready. It's not ready yet.
What,
your closet?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is it just a bunch of shit thrown in there?
Pretty much.
Is it going to get itself ready?
I mean, hopefully.
Yeah, that's...
So, what's... could I come to your house and organize your room?
What are you, my mom? Jesus Christ!
Does your she mom, ask the same thing?
Yes!
Is that how she broke her leg, trying to organize your shit?
You can't even reach the closet right now.
That's terrible.
Yeah!
How? What do you mean?
Are you slowly becoming a hoarder?
No, I'm slowly... I'm becoming a hoarder. Becoming.
Yeah, but you're right now. You admitted you can't even get to your closet.
Yeah,
home.
Because I pushed everything to the side.
When was the last time you saw your cat?
Today.
Okay.
It was on the couch.
Good. Flattened. Under the newspapers we're collecting.
It's hanging out. He likes it.
Scott, you should organize your room.
That's what I'm fucking doing. I started with a goddamn dresser. I didn't start with the dresser. I started with the bookshelves.
You should start with, the floor and move on.
I'm moving things. I just painted my bedroom's all painted.
You painted?
You painted your bedroom and didn't organize that shit?
I had
you
to.
You are lazy.
How did you do that?
How did you do that? Did you just put that fucking paper, that painting, like wrapping over all the shit on the floor?
What does that mean?
You buy the plastic so you don't get paint over everything.
Did you get paint on your stuff?
Did you not put the plastic over your shit when you painted? Did you not cover it up when you painted?
No, it's no. Don't.
What
no,
did you...
I moved shit away from one wall because I'm reorganizing everything. Moved shit away from one wall, p- paint that wall, then move shit this way, paint that wall, move shit this way. I'm reorganizing my room, and my bedroom is small, and I have a king-size bed. That fucker doesn't go anywhere.
So did you paint around it?
No, kind of. Wait, what?
Did you leave the king bed there and then just paint around?
Yeah. It?
Did you stand on the bed while you painted?
No.
So when you move out, there's just going to be paint and then just a little square.
No, I moved the bed from across the room.
Oh, okay. You said no originally.
You said paint around it. I think you meant like you're standing around the bed as you're painting the walls.
No, I meant you left the bed against the wall and you painted around it.
No.
Why'd you paint your room?
Because it's old.
What'd you paint?
What color did you paint it?
Blue and gray.
Woo! You did two different colors?
Wow.
Ooh.
The east and west are blue, and the north and south are gray.
Nice.
Ooh.
Because I had two paints from left
over. What internet meme told you to do that?
Jesus Christ. we still had paints left over from when we painted the living room and the hallway. So I said, just use these. What?
Nothing, that's fine.
Meh.
It's a little uninspired.
Lazy, yeah.
Who even sees my lazy room? Anyways,
I don't
you know. Not your closet.
When was the last time you were at my house? Yeah,
it's been a couple of years.
Well, I'm not going until it's painted.
When's the last time you invited me to your house?
Yeah,
that's a better question.
Yeah,
bitch.
A year ago.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
When's the last time you came to my house?
You should have a party.
Oh wait, when's the last time you invited to your house? The one that you moved into that no one's been over to yet.
I don't even know where John lives.
I kind of know because I drove him home from a party and he's like, bye!
Was I supposed to invite you in at 12:30 when everyone was asleep?
It was 10:30.
But yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think your wife was pregnant at the time. Yeah, she was. She was still pregnant, okay. But she didn't come out yet. Or was still... You put it in there, but it didn't
maybe
come out.
Maybe that night. Maybe that night you put it in.
No, because when was Megan's wedding? August?
August.
Because I drove you in July. So, yeah, the baby was already...
growing. Yeah.
Hey, I know the noises babies make when they grow.
That'd be scary if they did.
It would be terrifying.
Anyways.
Okay, I'll invite both of you over to see it.
See the baby? I don't want to see a baby.
My house. You don't have to look at the baby.
Don't you have like a bar, too?
That was the old one.
It was the old house.
Oh.
The new basement, we can turn it. The new basement's bigger and better. It's more of a kid area, play area now.
Can I live in it?
Yeah. $1,000 rent.
No.
Okay.
Plus
$200.
You get to look after two children too.
And no bathroom downstairs.
Yeah. You can go under the drain.
But you can go in the
corner. What?
There's drains.
You see the corner? No.
Yeah. You can just
back
coffee,
to $1,000.
Coffee cans.
Not gonna lie, I would take $1,000 a month and let someone shit in a corner.
Sure.
That's good rent. Good rent here. If someone's like, I'll live in your basement for $1,000 a month, but I'm gonna shit in the corner. Fair.
So you have to clean that up?
It'd be a bucket in the corner. Like I would take, I just like surround it with
so like once a week you'd have to
magnets.
Good idea.
Anyways, I think now is...
Within 9 months, you got that magnet paid for.
Mm-hmm. yes.
And letting them know about autism every time they shit.
Or giving them autism, perhaps?
That's what Scott wants.
That's it.
All right, what's next?
I was going to say, it's about that time for Conrad's Question Corner. Jesus.
He's having trouble with volume.
Christ.
He's so drunk.
Are you... It's like, this is louder than my uncle.
Good. How about you, Conrad?
How are you, Carson?
Wait, was that the question?
No, it's not.
Spin the wheel.
Okay, so I noticed a trend recently that a lot of new directors get to start directing horror movies before going on to do other stuff.
Sure.
And I was wondering, if you guys had to direct a horror movie, what would it be?
Shining? No, no.
Is it an original idea or what?
You can do a remake if you want.
That's not as it.
Do you mean like a genre or a
horror? Genre, what the subject could be, anything.
Yeah, horror.
No, he said horror.
Genre of horror. I want to do something with rubbery plastic effects. like a John Carpenter sort of deal. Like, I enjoy that sort of stuff.
Or H.P. Lovecraft.
What kind of budget are we talking about? Sky's the limit?
You're a director, so you get a kind of small budget.
Like a sweet 8 mil?
See, that's the problem, because practical effects are expensive.
Is CGI is cheaper than...
Oh, yeah, way cheaper. Yeah.
You get a nice 8 million, but Ethan Hawke's taking 2.
Ethan. Good question. let's just say you get like a blank check.
Sure.
Then I would definitely do practical effects. Yeah.
What are you using those practical effects for? What do you do with those?
I had a dream once, and I like this idea. I would turn this into a movie. I'd probably have some help with beefing up the script, but I thought it'd be funny if like someone died, and then like they got cremated, and then you could take the ashes after they're cremated and mix it with some paint. Then they paint the whole house, basically like painting the whole house with this person's ashes.
Yeah.
So then this new family moves in, like, look, we got a brand new house. But then, like, the homeowner is like, I have nefarious means. So like the homeowner like sells, like they're like, oh, buy this house. And this new family's like, buying the house. And then when they go like, I'm going to hang our family photo there. And they take a nail and they pound it into the house. And the whole, like, blood starts coming out of the hole because the house is like kind of haunted and alive. I think it'd be funny.
So it's Monster House?
No!
Houseu?
What?
Houseu!
I haven't seen it!
Oh, I have too.
I have it, but I haven't seen it.
It's so good.
Well, fuck it then. I guess my ideas are gone.
But both those movies are goodish.
Yeah. But my idea.
I've not heard someone that idea, that specific idea.
I had a dream about that once.
Okay, good.
And then the ghost would eat. We tried killing us, so then we covered ourselves in jam.
Yeah.
So the ghost thought we were all dead and bloody. We were just trying to
jam. I would do a shot for shot remake of Rosemary's Baby, but Rosemary's Idris Elba.
What? Then who's Guy?
What?
Who's Guy?
Jessica Chastain.
Okay. I can see that.
Wait, did you say Elba was the baby?
Idris Elba?
Elmo would be the baby.
I would see that. I would watch that. Jessica Chastain was Guy, and she was Idris Elba was Rosemary.
Would they dress like a woman as well?
Yeah. It's in the future.
Yeah.
But there's still cults, because there's going to be. I mean,
Rosemary's Baby is a great movie, but whenever you do a shot for... Oh, what?
It's slow, boring.
Yeah, it's 70s.
You're slow and boring.
I am.
Fucking.
Real talk.
You don't appreciate good horror movies.
Yeah, well, raise your hand if you can sleep without a mask.
Oh, shit. Well, raise your hand if you can go to see any movie you want in the theater. And I don't have to pay a blowjob for it.
What?
What?
I said I don't have to pay a blowjob for it.
Oh, okay. Oh. You don't have to pay a blowjob.
You could. You could probably get him for cheaper.
What?
If you offered them a blowjob.
To who?
The movie people.
To like 15. You can't do that.
You shouldn't do that.
But that's actually not a bad point, I think.
Whoa!
No. Let's backtrack before the insults that you just threw at me and I didn't throw any at you. I will say 70s horror, maybe I'm not the biggest fan, because the original Last House on the Left I thought was boring. I would say the original Omen as a classic, pretty boring. I mean,
the
there's
pacing
like...
The has changed
yes.
over the years.
Yeah.
You...
I think I'm more of an 80s, 90s horror person.
I'm a 60s, 70s. Have you ever watched The Innocents? Check that movie out.
No, who's that? Who's in there?
Idris Elba.
As a baby?
It's like a 1960s-ish movie.
Yeah.
Based on Turn of the Screw, the novel.
Yeah?
It's pretty good. I have it.
Do they just turn a screw?
No, it's a woman who's taking care of children, like a Sound of Music type person, like a nanny or whatever the fuck, the book, the people, the people.
It's like 13 Ghosts?
No, what? What are those called?
With Matthew Lillard?
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo?
No.
Because it's weird because Matthew Lillard became Shaggy.
It is true. It is weird. And we recently rented a movie where they had 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo, and it's Vincent Price as their leader, who sends them off to find random, like, terrible,
terrifying
ghosts.
What the fuck are you
ghosts?
Talking about?
That's an animated series. It was Shaggy, Scooby, Daphne, and Flim Flam.
You guys are
What the fuck is Flim Flam?
Exactly. It was like this weird orphan kid that joins up with them.
What happened to Fred?
He's gone. He's like, fuck this shit.
He and Velma just disappeared.
Oh, we know.
Him and Velma. Yeah, they made some beautiful...
Governess.
The governess?
Governess is the word I'm trying to think of. This woman. It's, Deborah Kerr.
Okay.
Don't you know her?
Oh, so anyway, what's the plot? So she takes
she's
care
a governess.
Of these kids.
Yeah, she's a young governess for two children who becomes convinced that the house and grounds are haunted.
Ooh.
But if you read the book, and actually the movie too, like you it starts getting to a point where you're like, you don't know if the place is haunted or if she's just losing her fucking mind. And it's a good story. And okay. She does things.
So it's kind of like The Others, The Orphanage, that sort of thing?
No. The Orphanage. The movie's great.
I didn't say it wasn't. It's the devastating.
Yeah, I like it. It's funny. You like children, though. For me, I enjoyed the movie. You're like, children are dying. Ah.
That should horrify you no matter what happens.
Nah. They're all actors, John. You know these aren't real.
But the concept that could happen.
Yeah, then don't let it happen.
The concept of making a mistake like that.
Eat the children.
Yeah, eat the children. What?
What?
No, I was saying that a clown might eat the children.
Yeah, clown.
Sarcastically, just be like, oh, that... Oh, these things could happen.
Yeah, it.
Like a clown eating children.
Or clowns from outer space. You could put them in the candy cane, cotton candy, suck their blood. John, it could happen. Anything could happen.
You're right.
This is real life.
It could.
It's real. John, what? How
Maybe
do
you, if you love something
you
ever,
want...
you'd be affected by horror movies.
I.
Aww.
What? Why does this mean?
I don't know.
Why?
He's not implying. He's saying you don't love things.
That's uncalled for.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No. See, I did it. He wanted to give me something, and I said no. He tried to give me a beer. I said no. And then he gave it to me, and then I just...
That's not how it works with apologies. He's not buying you an apology.
But he says, you accept their apology.
Yeah.
You don't accept it?
You can hold on to it for a while.
Okay.
You can use it. You can share.
I feel like
I'm not trying to be mean. It's more of a bit for the podcast.
I like how John gets mad whenever I get mad.
What? Yeah. Okay. That's a good.
I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
What?
I feel like I might be in a horror movie right now.
What do we
paint these walls with?
What would you do in your horror movie? You make special effects, yeah, but what? In what sense? Like aliens or monsters or like just bloody like giallo films or what?
I do like the idea of like people going crazy. I like that idea. So perhaps, you know, some sort of locked in a house somewhere. I don't know. I haven't fleshed it all out, man. I didn't have a dream.
I want to remake The Thing, but with the cast of the 1984 Saturday Night Live. I don't care who is there. I'm going to do it.
I think it was Saturday Night Live.
I think it was like
Dennis
Anthony Michael
Miller?
Hall and Robert Downey Jr.
And
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I guess that was there for like 1 year. And...
Yep.
Yeah.
I want them to be really serious, even though they're just so old now.
What? Dude. What are you doing?
Those are the sounds your closet makes because it misses you.
We're trying.
It's still seasoning.
Feed me.
Still
me.
There's so many hangers here.
Why are there pizza boxes in me?
Oh, pizza boxes in my fridge.
They're like, under your bed, aren't they?
There's unnamed boxes here.
There's literally nothing under my bed right now except carpet. So
good.
Back off.
All right.
Man.
Move the stuff in your closet under
dried
your bed.
Dried semen.
What?
Dried semen.
Look, okay. John's mocking me because I don't have time to
wet
clean
semen?
Things. He had like 5 months off when his baby was born. He could do whatever he wants.
Yep. John. He just lived it up.
Yeah, I didn't have to take care of baby at all.
They lay there.
Yes, they would. If you, I mean, you have to interact with them.
Why? They won't remember. Babies don't remember anything the first, like, 2 years.
Yeah, but they need help living.
Yeah.
You gotta put stuff in them, take stuff out of them.
They take their own stuff out.
Yeah, but you gotta, they don't do it neatly.
You know, sometimes, like, little things affects them, so you don't know what's gonna end up ruining them. Like, for some reason, your parents probably, like, beat you with a wooden stick when you didn't clean the closet, so now you just
sure.
pack yeah. everything in
or
it.
Or showing you physical helps. Affection of any kind, like a hug.
Don't like hugs.
I know.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. How come I can touch people that I don't like people touching me?
It depends on how well you know them.
Like that. I can
I'm
do
good.
That.
Yeah. You don't like if someone does that to you?
Oh, stop it.
Why do you feel that?
Because, I don't know.
Did you like go to hug one of your parents one time and they just like punched you? Or like...
No.
Maybe when you were a little baby.
Subconsciously.
Yeah. Those first 2 years when you weren't doing anything.
What was your first memory?
My first memory?
Yeah.
Taking a nap in it was like some preschool, laying on a little mat. I remember, and not napping. I was like, remember, like we're supposed to be laying on, and I was just laying there.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I asked John the same question, but I know he's going to make a joke out of it.
No.
John, what was your first memory?
I think I was 6, and... We were playing with the neighbors in the
Wait,
neighborhood.
Wait, 6?
Yeah.
That's your first memory?
Yeah.
What happened to the first 3 years?
I probably hit my head on concrete. It's,
that's like third grade. Second grade.
It's like sophomore year.
No, it's like first grade. I remember hanging out in the neighborhood, and we were all playing because this neighbor had a jar of oil just laying outside of their garage, and we were all kicking it, and my kick opened it up, and it went all over the driveway, and it never recovered, and I lied to my parents. And my like, I remember my dad took me, like, in the back, like, laundry room and was like, did you do this? And I was like, no. He was like, did you do this? I'm like, yes. And then I got in big trouble, and the stain never went away because it was so much oil. But then I was like, so, like, my whole life, like, half my life, I was like, I ruined that. What a terrible memory. And then I went, why the fuck is there a giant vat of oil right outside someone's garage?
Yeah.
They could put that in any other container that little kids. Also, why weren't we supervised?
Yeah. And why would you put it in a container?
Everyone was at a block party, and so all the kids were playing around.
Why
would
you put it in a container that a child can kick through?
That's right.
The 80s.
90s. How old do you think I am? If I was 6, it was 1990. It was the 90s, or 89.
I don't. Are you asking me to confirm? What are you looking at me for? I don't know how John
I was in second grade.
Okay.
90.
Yeah. What was your first memory?
Before preschool. I don't know.
I didn't know we're supposed to brag about the earliest time. I thought you asked us what our earliest memory is.
I don't know. I remember trying out for preschool. Not trying out.
What do you mean trying out?
I don't know. We went to a preschool area.
That was an old man's basement.
Did he make you dress up?
Take pictures, like the butterfly effect?
No, I think my parents were like either going there to sign papers or like checking out. Like, see, let's all check this place out, eh? And then
your mom or your dad?
It was the turtle.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, turtle. Oh, Conrad was not ready.
Conrad. Oh, Conrad.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.